Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Mexican food?
Yeah,
enchiladas,
sure.
Tacos, chili rellenas.
Now, do you or your wife make any of these at home?
Yes, we make enchiladas at home and tacos.
How do you make the enchiladas?
Well, we fry the tortilla in the frying pan with grease, and then heat up the chili, and of course then cut the onions and the chili and the cheese. Mm-hmm. Put them in a plate, put the chili and the cheese and the lettuce.
You layer it?
Layer it,
yep.
And
then you put an egg on top? Or
put an egg on top, yeah. Yeah, you know, well, you grew up here, didn't you?
Yep. Yeah, that's the way my grandma makes them, too.
Yeah.
Let's see now. Are there Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
Well, I guess so. I guess I don't know what tacos and enchiladas, chili rellenas might be. Well, gorditas. I'd say gorditas are easier to buy than make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd say gorditas are easier to buy than make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always like to go down to JJ's on Donovan and get gorditas.
Yeah.
How about those, I don't know if you eat them, but there's something made with corn masa, and it's, you know, pretty hot, usually made with chicken or pork.
Mole?
Wrapped up in a corn husk.
Oh, tamales?
Yeah.
Tamales,
uh-huh.
Yeah, they'd be easier to buy than make, yeah, tamales.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you have a vegetable garden?
Do we know?
Did you used to? Or
oh, yeah,
you?
Yeah.
What did you used to grow?
Well, we used to grow beans, tomatoes, onions. We never did grow lettuce. Well, string beans and butter beans and tomatoes. I guess that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
And potatoes. We grew some potatoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I never heard anybody growing potatoes around here. That's great.
Yeah, we had little potatoes.
Now, the crops in El Paso, what are some of the crops that you find?
Well, cotton. And alfalfa, and then of course nowadays a lot of pecan trees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course they're growing more vegetables, more lettuce and onions such as chili.
Mm-hmm.
Growing a lot of chili.
Do you have any fruit trees?
Yeah, I have a house up the valley on Country Club Road, and we have fruit trees there. Now I don't live in it, but that's where I grew up. And we have peach trees, apricot trees, plum trees, what else? We have some fig trees.
Mm-hmm.
We have some fruit trees up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of peach is it? Is it the kind of peach that the seed falls out of, or the other kind?
It has a seed. You have to cut it out.
Okay, so it's, do you know what that's called, that kind of peach?
Yeah, I used to know, but I don't know. Yeah.
How about the one that the seed falls out of? Do you know the name for that one?
I never heard of that one.
Oh, okay. Now, the corn that you pick up and eat is called
corn.
What?
We used to corn, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what now?
The corn that you pick up and eat is called?
White corn, ears?
Yeah,
corn
you
ears.
Call them ears.
Yeah.
And to cook corn, you have to peel something off. What do you mean?
The husk.
Uh-huh. And the white stuff, the stringy stuff inside is called?
I don't know what's like that. I never thought about it. What is it called?
So you call it silk? Corn silk?
Corn silk. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
I had heard of it, yeah.
The little tomatoes that are about this big are called what? Do you call them? Sometimes you put them in salads.
Yeah.
Called,